Four, three, two, one. Welcome to the Long Beach Social Experiment Podcast with your host, Steven Martinez, a.k.a. Mega Man. You know what? I'm going to do something different. I'm not going to say the numbers anymore. We're just going to go with the flow. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute since we did a podcast. You know, it must have been, what, 3 weeks, 2 weeks? Just been chilling, working, laying low. And, what was that place we just went to?
Shout out to Lupus. Mm-hmm. They're going to be celebrating their 52nd anniversary this coming up May. If you are from the East LA area, you know that Lupus Burritos is an institution. And I just took Mr. Mega Man, a.k.a. Steven, to go try their chili burger fries, his drink. I got a carne molida taco dorado taco and shredded beef, and we got to meet John, the owner. He was really, really nice.
Super cool. What's up with this rivalry with Roosevelt? And now he's like, boo!
Yeah. Well, my mom was a Rough Rider, but he is from Garfield High School, and he said it's like three generations of Garfielians, he called it.
Garfielians?
Yeah, I never heard that.
Okay. That's an East Coast slang word.
Exactly. But the food is amazing, guys. So shout out to him. And we really enjoyed it. And you liked it. It was the first time trying it.
I was looking at their Instagram for a whole month. And whenever we have time, it's like, I want to go try it. But it's like, we're always in Long Beach. But since we're over here, it's like, hey, let's kind of like, since we're going to be here at 8, you know, let's try to get there a little early so I can, you know, get something on the way. And the food was really good. The chili's burger, the fries. That hot sauce?
Yeah, it's fire. Whoa. That red fire sauce is so
that little
good.
That little touch of that sauce was like, oh.
Yeah.
Because I know we were talking about making some episodes talking about food.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be on the list as far as taco dorados, because if you're from East LA, you know their carne molida, just the flavor, the spices that they use in it, you can tell this is like grandma's cooking. You know, and that's the matriarch. If you see the mural that they have painted on the wall, that's actually his grandmother on his maternal side. So shout out to them. We really, really liked their food. It was good.
Yeah, there's one thing about the mom and pop places. I kind of see a lot of them closing down because of gentrification. And we were talking about this on our way over here that, you know, a lot of people are not going out because they're staying home and cooking because of what's going on with the inflation. You know, even at my job. You know, it's still busy, but at the same time, you can tell like a lot of people are not going out.
Yeah, they're spending their money at home and buying groceries and just kind of making things stretch so they could pay down their debt and their bills.
Yeah. And that's one of the things we're going to be talking about, because everyone's all going to say, hey, what episode is going to be this? Is this the Mega Man's Live? You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I think the Mega Man's Life is pretty much in a way done. You know, I grew out of it. You know, I think we talked about this on the Blockout podcast, not the Blockout, the 100 Block podcast on American Cholo. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't want to be considered as Mega Man. I mean, everyone, it's a slang, you know, nickname and all, but I just want to be myself, you know, and I don't need to talk about things like I used to because I grew out of it, you know, and I just really want to just speak very freely. And, you know, I want to do some new things, you know, I want to. You know, people say, hey, what's on your mind with Mega Man? But I just like, you know, I want to have a title to say, hey, man, speak your shit. Anything goes.
Yeah.
And I just want to just be comfortable and just have a conversation, because I feel like the podcast game and the journey doing for almost 7 years now, it, you know, I grew up.
Yeah, you've evolved. You've become a man. You're like, I mean, you always were a man, but it's like when you're in your 20s, everyone can agree you're not who you are in your 20s, who you are in your 30s. And as you approach your 40s, it's like you mature and you blossom into mm-hmm. who you're meant to be. It's your life plan. So, you know, you definitely have changed.
Yeah. And I just feel like the podcast, the direction's going a little bit more different. Yeah. I think it's taking time off, reflecting on vacation mode and just seeing how life is, looking at things different. You know, I guess we'll just start just. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
About you know, my family.
Yeah, there you go.
There's things like people just want to let you guys and ladies know, if you guys are going to hear this episode, we will be talking about some sensitive matters. There's one thing I always been with you or anyone else. I always kept it 100. And, you know, a lot of people say, why'd you put your business out there? Because I want you to understand me and the stuff that I go through. Because I guess in the day, I guess a lot of people want to know the day in the life of me mm-hmm. or the day life of anyone. I want to get to know people. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I took some time off and I haven't been doing podcasts that much is because there's been some personal matters I had to take care of. And I think we had to address a couple things on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that's with me cutting ties with my mom and dad.
Yeah.
I think I was thinking about this for 9 years. And I know I'll just say this. I wish them well. But I can't be around narcissists and manipulated people. And when I had that conversation with my mom, I just said, hey, man, I just want to let you know, best of luck to you. But I can't be around you. I can't be affiliated with you. You know, it sucks that, you know, like, oh, maybe you'll change your mind. I came to a decision and I have to move forward. What's the point of me? Every time I do good, there's always going to be people running on your parade. And that's one of the reasons why when I posted that video of Jordan Peterson, mm-hmm. be careful who you show, you know, your inspiration or how you're doing good to people, because people will rain on your parade. And every time I do good, she always rains on my parade. And I want to let people know I'm not a beta, you know, I'm not a beta. I'm just like, you know, I'm just letting, you know, let it be known. And I think in a way she doesn't understand what I've been through, you know, when I was homeless. And it's very disrespectful for people to throw stuff under the rug like nothing happened. And it doesn't work like that, because it really hurts. Mm-hmm. So, and also with my dad, did I get a phone call?
Yeah.
We already know why. So yeah. I think my dad's a piece of shit. He's a cuck motherfucker. You know, because that's why I say my dad is a beta.
And let me just say this, because I want to inject. I mean, they're going to have people that are always going to have opinions.
Correct.
And they're going to have their truth of how they perceive you. And so I just want to defend you right now, because, you know, Steven is very mature and charismatic, and he's a very family oriented person with his kids, his boys, and, you know, and with me. And I know that he loves his mom. I know that he loves his dad, but there's certain things that they have done that have hurt Steven, mm-hmm. that have been toxic to him. And then when he tries to talk to them about it, it's like they want to deflect it and not address it, because it's part of their behavior, what they chose to do in that moment of time.
But also, I don't want this cycle or this curse to repeat with my kids.
No.
So that's why I always say to people, thank God COVID happened.
Yeah. Because it kind of exposes people for who they are.
Yeah. And also, you kind of reflect and look back, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
You can, 2024.
Yeah.
Where's all the people that we hanged around with?
Yeah.
They all got exposed.
Yeah. And, you know, and the other point is that when you feel like you're doing something really good and you're on a good winning streak, and that you're really working hard to improve your life and to, you know, provide for your family. Mm-hmm. And then you have someone who is kind of like discrediting you or mm-hmm. hurting you or making you feel like they're chipping away at you. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to kind of look at that and pay attention, because it could be a family member. It could be a brother, sister, a mom. It could be anybody. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned, and you have to learn it the hard way, unfortunately, is that, you know, your biggest quote unquote enemies or people that are sitting there throwing shade, it could be a family member. And if you find yourself in that toxic type of relationship, it's just better to cut the cancer and to move on.
You have to cut ties with people. Yeah. And that's what we did. And when, before we got together, we were talking for almost like 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to let you know, like, oh, these are the things what's going to be around my life. And mm-hmm. I'm taking a turn, and you saw a lot of things the past 2 years in my life where it's like, you even said, like, man, there's people who do not want to see you fucking win.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that when I see them try to come at you, whether it's a fellow podcaster, whether it's just someone who watches, you know, your show and is just trolling, when I see things like that, whether it's even to myself, I just look at it as they have an issue within themselves and they can't look at themselves in the mirror and fix that. And they just want someone to be the punching bag. So you just have to not entertain that BS, you know, quoting what Frank from Fools Gone Wild says, you have to just not entertain the BS.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, you keep your circle small, focus on your family, you know?
Yeah. Even the stuff like last year, or even with the situations with that fake page, or, mm-hmm. you know, there's a certain podcaster who's battling through mental health.
Yeah.
You know, and prayers to him, but there's just people like, yeah. that will make fake pages. There's people that would do podcasts, talk shit about you. There's even podcasters who make Patreons and talk shit to you.
Yeah.
And they play both sides.
They play both sides, but it's okay. They got exposed and we're not going to even speak on them because they're not worth our time.
Never.
And, you know, and
never.
And really what you can do is just pray for them, because the Lord's Prayer says, you know, to pray for the enemy. And not that they're our enemy, but they clearly are dealing with some type of mental thing that they don't even like themselves. So you just wish them well. And
yeah.
That's it.
And it's something when people bash on me, and it's been going on for years. Mm-hmm. And I look back like, man, this is pretty sad. Like, you, how can people have a heavy heart? And I want to say this. We're not trying to be hypocrites, be like, well, you talk shit too. No, I just see it for what it is. It takes time.
Well, you're defending who you are.
Yeah.
You had to defend your daughter who was spoken on. Mm-hmm. You had to defend what they were doing on your podcast. Of course you're going
to
defend
that. And people
that.
Were
You've
trying to be like,
hard at building
and,
it.
And also there was people in those times, you know, last year with all that situation, you know, people were like, oh, I got your back. No, like, they were trying to wash their hands.
They got
like,
your back way back.
Yeah.
Way, way, way back.
Yeah.
They got your back.
Yeah. But when, you know, like, hey, we didn't do anything, but it's kind of like, you guys, people, like, all you do is talk shit. And what is that going to get you? Oh, I'm going to talk shit. Maybe in a way he'll give me some clout.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it'll give them clout. And maybe that particular episode that they're speaking on will get them a few more followers. But
they haven't done an episode since.
No, and at the cost of what? Them selling their integrity, because they are, you know, essentially lowering themselves because they think that, you know, they don't think highly of you. So by their own definition.
And I haven't seen these people in years.
Mm-mm. And by their own definition of them trying to talk bad on you. Well, why are they doing that to lower themselves if they think so low of you? But really what that shows is that they're jealous because you do have people that you interview that are big name people, and they don't have that
on
their
show.
You know
what?
I heard jealous.
Oh yeah, I heard some podcasters like, I don't like what he talks about himself, or he brags. It's not bragging, man. It's just,
no, it's not bragging. It's just, no. You're being confident in the work that you're providing and, yeah. and producing.
Mm-hmm.
But if they see that as you being, you know, quote unquote narcissistic, it's not that. It's just you're proud about your achievements. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, mm-hmm. Kobe is Kobe. I mean, he was the GOAT of Lakers.
But
he put in the work.
Yeah, he put in the work. Yeah, but a lot of people don't like Kobe because his demeanor is different from everyone else. He's a go-getter. He's this, and he's like competitive.
But he was number one and he was competitive, and mm-hmm. that's why he is who he was, you know? And the thing is like, not everybody's meant to be a Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why they have a bench.
Mm-hmm.
So let them be the bench warmers. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. I think about it, but it's not like dwelling on the past. For me, I like to think about those times. I like to think about certain events because it's going to better me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to one up them. I'm going to see things different because, you know, I've been doing a lot of soul searching. I've been doing a lot of thinking, and my new perspective is more like, when I'm not here on earth, how are people going to remember me as?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to leave a legacy, because what we saw last night on Hoodstock's podcast, and we're going to get into this because, I mean, this episode is going to be very deep. I was shocked, but not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very unprofessional of Hoodstocks when he invited Lefty Gunplay on.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy ass episode and all, but it's very unprofessional. And I know he's going to say, I don't give a fuck, you know, and everything. But it's your platform. I'll give an example. let's just say if Hoodstock said, hey, Megan, I want to invite you on my show. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is your show. Protect me. I'm a guest. Hospitality. Mm-hmm. You don't go around drinking beers or doing mushrooms and stuff and start fighting your guests or talking shit and all, like, what is your problem? Is that how you conduct yourself? If you're all have anger issues, because I noticed that you see people, they're very emotional, mm-hmm. very angry. And I'm thinking to myself.
Yeah, one thing triggers them and then they you know, pop off.
And I think to myself, homie,
yeah.
do you have fucking demons? Do you want a fucking hug? Are you want a beta? Are you like, what's up, dude? I look at people like that. When people talk shit about me or other platforms, I look to myself, I look at them and like, oh, he wasn't hugged as a child. Oh, he didn't have a good life as me.
He needs a chapon, maybe. I don't know.
But it just to me, it was very off-putting. And it was kind of more like, this is what, and I thought to myself, this is one of the reasons why I would never want to be a guest on some of these platforms.
Yeah.
They're unprofessional. But
I think at the end of the day, what it was they got a little drunk and then they mixed it with shrooms and the combination of the two, they were cross-faded and then it just became a shit show.
I remember years ago when, in the beginning, I was doing podcasts drinking.
I remember.
And there was a time, I never put this episode out. I'll tell you off air. This person, we were drinking and, he said something. He said a rude comment during this, you know, and he got socked in the face.
Oh shit!
So I was interviewing, we're having conversations, and not knowing this guy. There's some, you got to be careful when you bring certain people on, because when you're drinking, all some people want to be comfortable and they think they can say whatever they want. So at the time, I was with, you know, someone, and he was a little drunk, and we're doing an interview, just having a good time, and he said something very
vulgar.
He says something where, like, he deserved to get socked in the face.
Okay.
And that's one of the things I realized, you know, you got to be careful how you drink or you smoke, because who knows if shit's gonna pop off.
Yeah.
And seeing how that show was, and knowing you have a lot of people instigating, and who knows if people were strapped up,
yeah,
or people were talking shit. Because I kind of saw the room where on the show, on Bozo's show, I mean, not Bozo, but like, well, Bozo was there. Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt like it got hyped up. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to be a host for a podcast, learn how to conduct yourself. Because now the whole world is going to be like, oh, drama, cheese man, like that. But the bigger guests, let's say, for example, if Rogan wanted to be on Hoodstocks, he'll probably say, fuck no. Look how this guy conducts himself, mm-hmm. like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And when I see Hoodstock, I see myself in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I don't like that no more.
Yeah.
Because how would you feel, you being a guest on my show and I'm high, I'm drunk, I'm like, whatever. How would you feel? It's like, why am I wasting? I'm wasting my time doing this show and you're not even sober. You're not even on your A game.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
I mean, for me, as a food blogger, I don't think I have any business being on that platform, because I don't think, like, my views and morals and ethics and values would even correlate back to him. However, it was very entertaining because I was watching it and we're laying in bed looking at it. And I was like, wait, what is this? Because, like, recently started looking at it. And I just was, like, shocked because they are drunk and then they're doing shrooms, which... honestly, I've wanted to try them at some point, but not on camera, not where I'm on a podcast, you know, maybe, I don't know, in Arizona in a desert or someplace or some type of retreat place where you're expanding your mind. But it just was like shocking of how it all unfolded. And then it's like, I'm thinking, okay, well, this is like a friend of his that he has on his platform that he's interviewing. And like I said, it just went from them having a conversation to then all of a sudden it looked like they were ready to throw down. And then it looked like the people who were there watching the podcast in the background, to your point, you know, who knows if they're strapped up or not. And yeah, it just seemed like there was a lot of different personalities that were there with a lot of ego.
A lot of energies.
A lot of energies there and a lot of people trying to be combative of who's in charge, you know, who's the alpha male in the room.
Oh, then he said, in the end, he says, get the fuck out of my studio and this. You're kicking everyone out. Yeah. You're on mushrooms. You're having a trip.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, yeah, Lucky, what the fuck you doing, dude?
Yeah. I mean, it looked really bad. And I'm sure after he sobers up and the drugs are out of his system, I'm sure he's going to be embarrassed and frustrated at the way he conducted himself.
Well, he posted, had a good time, much love and all that stuff. If I was Lefty Gunplay, I would have been like, homie, I'm out. Yeah. This is how you conduct yourself. I'm never going to do your platform ever again. Yeah. I see these platforms now, like No Jumper and these other ones I'm not going to mention. They're doing anything for clout.
Yeah.
Anything. Drama, personal stuff.
Well, it's
stuff,
like the accident in the car or the car chase. Everyone's just kind of watching it on the news. But these are platforms for podcasts and you're learning about stories and different things. I don't think that's how it was supposed to go.
What is it? What is it supposed to do? It's almost like in a way, I get a little heated on this. It's almost like it's an embarrassment. You're making us look bad.
Oh, of course.
Bad.
Yeah.
And to me, that's one of the reasons why some of these platforms I will never do. I don't give a care how big your fucking platform is. And a lot of those platforms, they're very ignorant.
Yeah.
They lack knowledge.
Yeah.
They think that they do, but they think they know it all. You don't know shit.
Yeah.
And it's really sad because shout out to Doug Angel.
Yeah.
She was posting, like, what are you doing for our people? This is how our people are going to see us as, mm-hmm. as this, as drama. Mm-hmm. We're not like that.
Yeah.
And you see it everywhere. It's all viral, all hood stocks, mm-hmm. all drama and everything. I don't know if people are going to watch this or people are going to hear this. But to me, it's like, you have to choose certain platforms. And that's why there's a lot of upcoming Latino podcasts. Like, hey, we're not about that. Mm-hmm. You know, True Hustles podcasts, you know, Social Primate. There are some good ones, mm-hmm. but people want the drama. People want the cheese, man. I'll give you an example. Did you hear what happened with Rodeo Radio? Mm-mm. Tony A is like saying, hey, I'm going to be done in September. You're retiring. Good luck. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. People have been telling me that. Oh, Jerb, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. When he called in on a West Coast Graffiti, you have an open platform, you know, all this drama. You did that to yourself.
Yeah.
All that drama, when people were pressing on him, he can't take the pressure.
Well, I'm kind of shocked because it seemed like that day Tony A told West Coast Graffiti, you'll always have a home here. Well, you're retiring, motherfucker. What are you doing? What are you inviting him to the party you're going to be gone?
I mean, what are you going to focus on? Movies or Chicano rap documentary? I mean, fuck, who are you going to bring on? I don't see anyone.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to make that documentary. That money's been spent and gone. I mean, who knows where it's at?
And this is the thing. Podcast is not for everyone. Mm-mm. See, what I told you, watch. I guarantee some of these platforms, they're going to quit. They're going to quit.
There's a lot of work that goes into it and a lot of planning and coordination and you know, commitment time and money, and they don't always have that, and the dedication isn't there, and so then they give up,
and you're going to be considered as like drama, like your numbers are low and everything. You know what someone told me? He said, you know, when I see Tony A the Wizard, what's his legacy? How would you remember him as? And this is not me saying this, is like, well, that's kind of fucked up. He will always be the womanizer. He will always be the person who scammed a lot of people with their money from that Chicano rap documentary.
I saw comments in there where someone said, give me back my $5. I was like, damn.
Easy Flores, what's up, homie, from Washington? I know.
I thought that was funny. But I was like, you know what? I mean, I'm a single mom, so my money is my money and I spend it very strategically. Okay. So if I had invested in that because I had believed in it and I wanted to see, you know, this Chicano documentary, you know, produced, because I could see myself donating something like that.
And I was going to donate $700.
Well, had I had done that and let's say it didn't come out, I'd be mad too. So I could see how people in the community are upset.
A lot of people donated money, but with the way how the direction of Tony A, how he is, a lot of people don't want to do a show because he cannot be trusted.
Yeah.
Because to me, he's a rat. He's a snitch, but also a dry snitch.
Yeah.
He has receipts on everything. So it's kind of more like now, if, for example, if Tony said, I want to talk to you, Mega Man, I ain't talking to you for shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. You could talk to me and you could have a phone and you could put in your pocket and you record anything I say and use it against me. Mm. He's one of those. I got receipts. I got this. It's like, stay away from people like that.
Yeah.
You can't trust him. You can't have a private conversation because he records everything. We don't know what goes on at his place, but it's nothing but negativity.
Oh, I know what goes on. When those cops were there outside of his house, I know, when we drove by to go grab tacos, and you're like, that's where he lives, over there on Mill Street. Oh, I saw all those cops. I know something's going on over there.
Yeah.
It's just not where we're going to be.
It's negativity after negativity. And if, you know, for some kind of reason to talk a lot of shit and at the same time, you know, talking shit about fucking Kid Frost, this is for us, and he hang up on him.
That was messed up. When he said, this is for the raza, and then boom, he hung up. I was like, damn.
And I'm going to tell you something about Haters World. Haters World goes hard on him.
Yeah, they do.
And you know who is always with them? Royalty. You know, Hater World, don't give a fuck. Blue Devil, homie, Blue Devil, keep on doing what you're fucking doing on Haters World. You're getting the numbers. You're killing it. Man, that interview you did with fucking Bozo, you fucking killed it, man. But man, that shirt, the ops.
The op shirt? Oh.
Whoa. Because someone DM'd me like, yo, homie, you better take that shit down.
Because you put it up for
I
like...
I put it up there, but someone reported it.
I know. Someone
got deleted.
That's why.
And who was the middle person? We don't hear no more. Man, he's been awfully quiet. What, yeah. Flyboy, huh?
Like, you could hear a pin drop.
What happened to Flyboy?
I don't know. But I gave $5 to his van, and I don't see his van. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We gave $5.
Yeah, it was $5 because I wanted to see him do his little news van. And guess what? I don't see no van.
Man, I'm telling you, this year's crazy. Mm-hmm. We know with the people that we don't talk to no more, or there were some falling outs with people, like, we looked at it. It's almost like, in a way, Cindy, it was like when certain people tell us what happened, you and I, we look at each other like this.
Because it's like, you don't know if you're getting the truth or their version of the truth, or is this totally polar opposite, 180 degrees different? Like, because it's like, people always give you their version. So it's like, okay, let's see, because we're going to probably hear about five different stories from the same subject. And let's see what's the truth, you know?
And that's one thing about Haters World. Again, Haters World. He goes hard on Tony A, man. I'll say this. If Tony A is fucking retiring in September, shout outs to Haters World for doing that. Shout outs to Haters World for doing that. I took him down. Yeah, see? See? He took him down because there was an interview with Icon from Foos Community. He had Gil from American Chill on the podcast. And Icon knows, you know, Blue Devil from Haters World. He's like, that guy is at another level. He embraces the shit talk, everything. Yeah. Because it doesn't faze him.
Yeah.
So Tony, we can kind of tell, we had pictures.
Oh, yeah.
How he looked like then and the stress, how he looks like now.
It was bad. Dude. Like, dang, he needed some night cream.
Yeah, put some blood on that shit from those kids, you know, like that shit that makes you young again. I think the Clintons use that shit, huh?
I don't know.
I know, Adrenochrome or something like that. But the thing is that his legacy's fucked.
Yeah.
It's tarnished, you know? If you would have just focused on being there for the people and not no drama, then the whole shit with that fucking fat bitch, Sandy Pants and all, because he has that Jezebel curse. That spirit, that's on you, Tony. Straight up. That's on you. And that's why people don't want to fuck with you. And they'd be like, man, must be a slow week if people talk shit about me on his show. Oh, it's okay. Must be a slow week, huh?
They're always talking about you.
Yeah. Always. Yeah. Always. And we always pass by his house. Always pass by his house.
I know. When we go drive over there, we're passing on the way. And then you'll point it out. And I just like, okay.
We pass by.
I don't know who he is.
My family. We see my grandparents. It's right in the same street.
Yeah.
You know? But we don't go like, oh, fuck, you know, like that. we're always in Wilmington a lot. We go to the food places and all. But to me, again, I don't know why people always blow me up on DMs. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Another one. People say, hey, man, when are you and King Mexico going to get back together? Never. Never. Oh, I didn't do anything. You know, Megan, man, we're the yin and the yang. You know, I see you look at my stuff. And I thought to myself, you just don't fucking get it.
I mean, look, you and King Mexico had really good energy. And I do miss him. I miss that you and him would do your podcast because you guys would laugh. We'd laugh. We'd have a great time. The thing that I don't miss is his disloyalty of thinking that it was okay for him to like that page and act like it wasn't a big deal, because it was a big deal.
Super big deal.
It was a huge deal. The fact that they took time out of their lives to create this fake page, to speak ill on you, to speak ill on your daughter, for him to do that live, you know, Mind Buzz could sit there and deny it, but all
he erased it.
Yeah.
He's quiet now.
But then all of that group that acted like they weren't part of it, but then they were, and then they admitted it, and then they called, you know.
Then they give me love, and after that they changed their mind and talk shit because I talk shit about a fat boy. Go clean your room, Chris from Kickback Podcast.
Yeah, and all because of what you said, and then it all kind of came back and, you know, back and forth. But the thing is like, if that had been done to King Mexico, if it had been his family, he would have been equally mad. And so that's where I just don't understand why, you know, when you had initially told him, you know, hey, they did this, this, and this, and this is why I'm upset. At that point when he had been given that information, why didn't he go back to that page and unlike it? And like, now that he knew both sides of the coin and he had the full story, why didn't he correct it? And so to me, the disloyalty of him not having your back as your friend, that's where I have take issue with, because I don't like that. And so, you know, it hurt Steven. It also hurt me, you know.
It was a fuck you in the face. Let's say if they did that to King Mexico, mm-hmm. made a fake page, disrespect.
You wouldn't have followed it.
I wouldn't.
You would have never liked it.
I would have talked shit. I would never have been like, yo, what the fuck is this shit,
dude? You would have been calling King Mexico saying, hey, look. That's my co-host right there. Look what they did, da 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 da. Like, he would have had your back. So that's the thing. I agree with you, Steven. Had they done that to King Mexico, you would have been reporting that page. You would have been telling King Mexico. You would have been like, hey, this is what they're speaking
I would have put all those motherfuckers on blast. Yes. And you know what? With them, let them talk shit.
Yeah.
Because you know what I see as? Their subscribers, their numbers. I mean, they haven't done an episode in December, January, February, and they only do episodes if it's about me. What does that say?
They're on your nuts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is. I hope that this is just a lesson learned for King Mexico, you know, because if he is at any point, if he's wondering like, well, what did I do? Well, there it is. We connected the dots for you.
King Mexico, okay? If you're hearing this, you're very hard-headed. And again, put your retarded helmet on, you know, because you dumb as fuck. And this is the thing about people. I see them right through, like, You're just trying to be a pretender, like, oh, I don't know what happened. And at the same time, you know, I hear them, you know, some of the episodes. I know some people, they DM me like, this is what they said. I'm like, oh, whatever, dude. Like, for what? Mm-hmm. Or if like King Mexico's like, man, I really need the numbers. I need this, but please, like, dude, I was doing that to you. I was helping.
Well, you were
you.
Promoting him. You were the one that was promoting but his page.
And, I was promoting, but that motherfucker's lazy.
Yeah, he didn't want
to
promote.
Look at his page. All he has is reels. Does he has anything to promote or this or make clips like how I do? Right. No one can outwork me. Even Flo says, you are the hardest working man in the podcast game. I know how to fucking promote.
Yeah.
And when I left, all my people left. Like, we're out of here. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
And I hear his episodes. They're trash. Yeah. I'm sorry. No disrespect. And those two guys, you know who you guys are. Like, just shut the fuck up. I hear some people like, you know, tell me like, you guys are all talking shit. You know, don't get too comfortable. And it is trash. Right. You guys don't give a fuck. You there's people, you're going to tell. There's people who are really take this podcast seriously. And there's people who don't give a fuck. And I see that. It's like, I don't even worry about King Mexico. I moved on from it. I did DM him one time and I put yo. Mm-hmm. And he put question mark. And there was a time I wanted to have a, you know,
conversation
on the DM, like on the FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt like, I wanted to, then I was more like, you know what? Can't.
Yeah.
Because to me, he's going to play dumb dumb. And I don't talk to people who play dumb dumb. You know, like I didn't do anything. And all because of that is all because of the mind buzz and those people. Yeah. But they fucked everything up. I'm sorry, you know. I know we don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to address it. Ranting Romos. I know you talk a lot of shit, man. But the thing is, you know, you don't like me. And I don't give a fuck if you like me or not. But the weird thing about it is when a person like Flo gives an olive branch, you're like, oh, it's a good episode. What really tripped me out for him to text me, how could you block me, you know, and this, or trying to get any kind of way to like see what he's doing. It was kind of weird for him.
It was confusing because he accused you of blocking him. Then he called back and said, oh, my bad. It wasn't you blocking me.
Then you're giving me flowers.
You. He blocked you.
Yeah. Then he gives me flowers. Then this is where it's like, oh, we gave you love. We gave you a shout out.
But then he talks shit about us on Patreon. So it was like, wait a minute.
Now I don't think about you, only me.
Or about you, rather. Yeah.
Yeah. But, and he blocked me.
Yeah.
And I was
because
like.
Because he didn't want you to hear it after you told him you had listened to the Patreon.
You know, isn't that sad?
Well, it's just two-faced because it's like.
That's a flipper right there.
It's totally flipping.
That's like West Coast graffiti.
Yeah. And that's the thing is he's like, he better not say anything with my name in his face.
Or I'm going to go kick him.
I'm going to go kick his ass.
Because I have nothing to lose.
I have nothing to lose. Bro, like, what is your problem? Like, you're pretending to be wanting to iron things out with him. But then you're being double-faced, doble cara because...
And you're saying like, oh, man, I give thanks to God and everything. Like, oh, I'm...
Yeah, don't involve God in this because that is not godly.
I don't got nothing to lose in this. Jose, you have everything to lose. There's people out there who act tough and big. Welcome to reality because when people say, oh, I'm going to make threats, I'm going to beat him up. We're not living in those days where you go one-on-one because I'm not going to have anyone... just come up and just, hey, beat me up.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to fucking defend myself.
Of course. But not only that, but it's like, if you have someone who's going to be
doesn't matter if you're big. It doesn't matter if you're tall, your power and this, whatever. Dude.
No,
Jose,
but if anybody goes around making threats, I mean, hello, there's police.
Then he did an episode with his brother. Yeah. Then he's like, oh, you know, we were just talking. Like, no, you said what you said.
Yeah.
Then you do like, oh, that was like, that's kind of messed up.
It seems to me that they can't control their emotions.
No, they know.
Because they're going to sit there and act like they're like these big old alpha male, but yet you're getting mad over something that Steven did to defend himself, defend his daughter, and to defend his podcast to your quote-unquote friend, Mindbuzz. But then again, when Mindbuzz was getting checked, nobody was there with him. No one came to his aid.
They talked like, whoa, Steven should have done this.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, if that shit happened to you, you would be a different story. But at least I had the balls to go over
to confront
there,
it.
Confront and check him like that.
I mean, he wasn't looking to hurt him, obviously.
I wanted to.
I mean, I know you did, but I mean, look at Mindbuzz. Like, if you would have hit him, you would have destroyed him. And so you weren't looking to hurt him. You were just trying to check him to say like, hey, fucker,
you know what's funny?
Keep your mouth shut.
You know what's running your mouth on my daughter. You know what's funny? When these people think like, oh, Steven can't fight for shit or whatever, how do you know? How do you know? You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know that. See, that's the thing. Like, you never underestimate that person.
Yeah.
I don't know how Jose is. He doesn't know how I am. I don't know how this person is. But when a person says, I have nothing to lose, yes, you do. You have two kids.
Yeah.
Take care of your kids.
Yeah.
You're a mom and a
family.
Dad.
Yeah. Take care of your family. I mean, you're a mom and a dad. You have Alex and Gavin and you have your other kids. I mean, I'm a mom and dad. I have Maggie. And
when
it's like,
you hear me saying that? I have nothing to lose. Yeah, I do.
You've never said that. You have everything to lose.
I have everything.
I mean, hello.
I don't say that shit. Never. But if I say I have nothing to lose, I have everything to lose.
Of course.
Who's going to be there for my kids?
Exactly.
And this like that. Well, I'm just talking. It's like, yeah, you're speaking your mind.
You're running your mouth out of anger. And that's erratic. And that's uncontrolled emotion.
Yeah.
And who does that as a child, a teenager? Like, you're a grown ass man, you know, you have everything to lose. So at that, let's move on from that bullet point.
Yeah. Because I just wanted to address because I was like thinking like, oh, okay. And this is a thing. He's going to hear it. Oh, I'm going to go big in an episode. Oh, I'm waiting for this motherfucker to say shit to me and this. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Okay. You ain't getting younger. You're getting older. Focus on your fucking two jaws. Focus on your music. Do what you got to do. Shut the fuck up. Move on.
Focus on what makes you
Why
happy.
Is it everyone all focusing on me? And just like, oh, Steven did this. Oh, I fucking hate him. Calm the fuck down. You okay? You want a hug? Imagine he was having a conversation with Jesse Lee Peterson. Yeah. Beta.
Yeah, totally.
Super beta. Yeah. I mean, everyone's on their emotions.
Yeah.
Am I in my emotions right now? Look how I'm just talking. I'm just talking like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
People don't even know how to have a conversations. What do you think in the way when we parted ways? People can't have a conversation. They don't know how to conduct themselves. Not even on the phone, not even on social media. You know, they say their shit on their podcast. Hey, want to find you, I'm going to kick my ass. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I'm over here in Long Beach. Do what you got to do. I don't give a fuck. I'm not looking behind my shoulder. I'm living my life.
Yeah.
But you know, like, I'm not going to be anyone's doormat. I'm not going to be like, I'm going to say shit and people say, oh, ignore it. I'm going to address it. But does it matter? I don't listen to that show. I have people make clips and send me stuff like, yeah, this is what happened.
Yeah. People are always sending Steven DMs and they'll send like little clips from different people's shows or podcasts that they want to be in his ear. And I'm like, oh, and why are they sending
you
this?
Oh, and one last thing, like, Ranting Romos. Shut the fuck up and talking shit about Mr. Menudo. You don't know him, motherfucker. You don't know who he is. You don't know his dream. You're just being a fucking hater, dude. Oh, you don't like this.
Mr. Menudo has taken a product, sold it off of a little taco truck, created such a great product.
Brick and mortar.
And now he has his own business and he's moving on to expanding to bigger and better things. And it's like, why are you going to shit all over somebody's dream
that's
and
idea?
That's
the dream,
like,
of a street vendor making it to the top.
That's an American dream.
That's the American dream.
That's amazing.
When someone sent me a clip and I was like, hold up. This is like, I was there. Oh, this spot. Yeah. Okay. That's your opinion. But you know what? Like, it is what it is, but you don't know him.
Yeah.
And when I send that to Roger, Mr. Menudo, he's like, I don't even worry about that motherfucker. He doesn't know who I am. And I'm doing bigger and better things. Confidence.
Yeah.
You know, people might think like I have the best Menudo. People think I might not. But you know what? There's one thing about Roger from Mr. Menudo. He is progressive. He is determined. And dude, he doesn't talk about it. He's big about it.
Yeah.
And whatever he does wrong in his food, he corrects
learns from it and corrects it, which is what you should be doing in life. So, yeah. As far as that, I just see it as someone who's just jealous and is miserable.
Hates on everyone. He's just like, man, you just have a fucked up life, man. Just do, man. Just shut the fuck up. Fucked up attitude like that. Maybe it's because I think Billy Carson was talking about this. If people have fucked up attitudes or fucked up life, or they just hate the world, it goes by your generations of your DNA genes. Yeah. Maybe you're just fucking born with it. Or maybe you've been an asshole all your life for generations to generations. I don't know.
Sucks.
What do you think?
You've been an asshole for generations.
If you've been an asshole for generations, like, dude, I guess there's nothing I can do. Game over.
Steven, I love you. You're so fucking funny.
Nah. If my mom has been an asshole to me, like, well, say, mom. Peace. I can't have that one. You know, my
deuces.
Kids. You know, like, peace.
I don't know. I'm about having a happy life. I'm about focusing on our family. I'm about putting God first in my life because you know what?
Jose, you need Jesus, dog. Yeah. Jesus. Okay.
I mean, honestly, when I first met him and saw what he was doing for the community and how he was passing out those, sprays to protect, you know, the street vendors, him and his wife, I was really proud of him. And mm-hmm. I told him he helped motivate me for me to go and do my blanket drive. And so he did create that ripple effect of positivity. However, what I saw with him, with you, and how he flipped the script so fast, and how he said one thing on the phone call on speakerphone where I was hearing what he said to you, and then not even like seconds later, we're listening to the Patreon because we went to listen to that. And it was like, he was just trash talking you. I'm like, wait a minute. This is the guy that was just being nice on the phone. And now he's talking shit, but he didn't think we were going to pay for the Patreon, which
did
we
he
did.
Block like,
and
fuck.
Then he blocked you. And it was like, then he called and said, why'd you block me? And you didn't block him. He blocked you. And then he admitted it and said, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot I blocked you. Like, I'm sorry, you don't know which fucking way you're going. You know, you're going to the left, you're going to the right. Like, dude, get your head out of your ass. Like, it's almost like you're lying so much that you don't remember who you told what to. And that's sad. So on that note, I hope this is last time we have to talk about this fucknut.
We just don't entertain, but you know, this is what you get on, you know, What's on Your Mind with Mega Man. You know, that's going to be the title for this episode. And to me, it's like, just people just move on.
Yeah.
You know, people just have nothing to talk about. And there's people who just don't like me and they're holding that for years. And people just don't want to have a conversation to sit down. Like, why you hate my guts? Well, because you're this, or because I speak freely, or because I'm
there's
very
a lot
blunt.
Of people that are not always going to get along with you or with me or whatever. And that's okay. I may not be everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Next.
Next. You know, people tech, you know, say all that shit, but it's like, hey, you're watching me. You're listening to me. You're giving me clout.
You're creating fake pages to troll my account.
Yeah. Everyone just, I guess everyone just wants to see what I'm up to. What is he going to talk about? People get their feelings or, oh, he was talking shit about him. I'm going to kick his ass. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like, come on, just bro, move on.
High.
Mike, I have other things to worry about than that.
Yeah.
My main focus is making money.
There you go.
My main focus is making my podcast to a business. My main focus is like getting a new house.
Yeah.
And moving out of Long Beach.
There you go.
And there we talked about
from
this.
Your mouth to God's ears.
Yeah. So like to me, like the podcast is going in a different direction. And I don't want to say I'm always reinventing myself. It's not about that. It's just learning. It's just like seeing things different in the world.
Learning and growing and bettering yourself of who you are and who you were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you doing with that in terms of to your family and to your community?
Yeah. Like people always talk about like, what, you know, we're in April now. What did you do different this year, Mega Man? Mm-hmm. Cut ties with all the narcissist people, my family, the people who are, you know, manipulating. There's people who are holding me down, working. Mm-hmm. I just paid off all my debt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this positivity, all this gifts are coming. It's because there's people out there who are praying for me or praying for us.
Mm-hmm.
Positivity. And also we always talk about we move different.
Yeah.
We don't entertain all that shit, whatever Jose does or people with Tony and King Mexico or this. Who gives a fuck? I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care. And even with like, you know, people like, hey, again, I don't give a fuck about West Coast Graffiti. I moved on.
Yeah.
I don't care. Best of luck to him. You know, to me, it was fucked up. I'm going to wash my hands and go. But didn't you, West Coast Graffiti, said, I want the drama. I want the smoke. And I'll be honest with you.
You got the drama and you got the smoke.
I'm on Gil's side on this.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm a man. No one tells me to pick a side. Yeah, he does.
Because it's his platform and he can decide who he wants on his platform.
And the reason why, and I told Gil, how smart of you to do that. And people are like, what? Because he's a flipper.
Yeah.
Jose Ramos is a flipper. West Coast Graffiti is the flipper. There's people who flip.
Yeah.
They like to go both like King Mexico.
Because they're speaking out of both sides of their face.
Yeah. And you can't trust them.
No, because how could you trust someone like that? You're going over there to the quote unquote enemy who created a fake page on me. And then you're having me as your co-host. Nah, fuck that.
They've, like with West Coast Graffiti.
Where's your goddamn loyalty?
Yeah. You're over here having a good time with Gil. Then you do a platform and you're getting all the scoop and the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going back and forth. And that's why I say you got to pick a side.
Yeah.
So Gil, you were smart on that, you know, because he's a flipper.
Honestly, if that had been me, I wouldn't have even given him the opportunity to pick a side. Once I saw that he was fucking with Tony and all that, I would have been like, you and I, motherfucker, we're done. You would have been dead to me.
I would have been, yeah.
Plain and simple.
Like, I
think it was very admirable of Gil to do that.
Smart.
But if I was Gil, I would have been like, you know what? Go fuck yourself. You want to rock with Tony A? Peace out.
Go right
deuces.
Ahead.
Go right ahead. Because you're not welcome here anymore.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, to me, loyalty is number one, period.
And I think in the way Meridian Radio was done because of Norbit. He fucked everything up.
Oh, man. That guy's a skeezer.
Skeezer.
He is such a drama. Fucking troll. His voice annoys me. Like his demeanor. I mean, his timing. Like that day when we were over there at Urbicon and then he fucking came up right as we're watching.
I wanted to sock him
talent,
in the face.
I wanted you to suck him in the face. He
was doing a video
him.
With Johnny D from Spanish Play me. And all those people. It's like those types of people. I don't like to say this. Keep on talking all that shit like you do in Run the Fade because there's going to be a person out there that's going to fuck your ass up, or you're going to get fucking killed.
Because you're running your mouth.
Yeah. And I always say this. Hasn't anyone learned from Savage Studio?
Yeah, look at that guy.
That's why
West Coast... He's not alive anymore.
That's why, yes. And that's why West Coast Graffiti is like, I can't do this no more. I'm washing my hands. Nice try, fuck nut. You don't do it like that. Because, oh yeah, oh, I can't do this. I can't deal with the heat. You know what? I'm so frustrated. I'm going to go take it out on my wife.
And his kids, he said. That's fucked up, man. I mean, disclaimer here. Hello, like peace in the home. That is so bullshit that you run your mouth, you get mad, you get negative feedback from your podcast. You can't deal with pressure. You can't deal with the pressure. And then you go home and take it out on your wife and your kids. And then you admit it.
And you get drunk and be like, oh, this is too much for me. Like, you know what you signed up for. And he said, oh, I'm not going to do podcasts. I'm going to do YouTube and do reactions. And yeah. Nice try. It's going to come back and bite you in the ass one day.
Yeah.
Because what you did and what you talked about.
Yeah.
Like, West Coast Graffiti is almost like, I'm sorry to say, it's like dead man walking.
Yeah.
He's going to slip up. The past is always going to creep up. That's why I always be 100. I don't have anything to hide.
Yeah.
You know, when people talk shit about me, oh, you ready for this one? Let's get to the next topic. The situation with my ex.
Oh, yeah.
It's really sad.
She's sad. She's sad and pathetic. I mean, she's an angry, bitter bitch. I hate to say that. And I feel so like frustrated because the person that is going to unfortunately suffer through all of this
is my son,
is your son. And that's what makes it difficult because your baby boy does not deserve this.
I love my son Emiliano. And I haven't seen my son since last year. And
it's not because he doesn't want to see his son. It's because she's been using his son as a pawn in order to get what she needs financially from Steven. And as you all know, Steven has had quite a bit on his plate from his youngest, who lives with him, Alex, who was suffering from catatonia. And in and out of ICU and dealing with a lot of his health conditions and his therapy and getting his strength back.
I took a year off of work when I got let go because, you know, I got fired. Luckily, I had a little bit of money and I took a year off and you were helping me out.
Yeah.
Because my son, he needed me bad and he was hanging by a thread.
Yeah.
And for her to be like,
I don't care about Alex. He's not my problem. I'm worried about Emiliano. It's like, wait a minute. Okay. Everyone knows when you have a family and you have children, if there's one of the three or one of, you know, whatever that is, you know, terminal or in dire straits, you're going to focus your attention on the child that is.
The stroke was really bad. Yeah,
it was really bad. Like you're going to focus your attention on the child that's hurting the most.
For his rehab,
for his rehabilitation and for him getting back into his norm. And she didn't care. She didn't care about any of that. And she still doesn't care, to be quite frank.
And it's very sad on women's part. Not all women, but you're seeing it now. They're too emotional. They don't know. They don't know how to conduct themselves.
Women and men can be too emotional. But on this subject, she's being very emotional about it. And she's operating out of anger instead of what is best for my son.
To me, I know I have to go to court. And I'm going to not see it like, oh, I'm going to take him to court. I'm going to go to court because I'm going to fight for my son.
Of course.
Because I don't want my son to be fucked up.
By her.
By her.
Yeah.
Because the thing, what bothers me, you ready for this? It's envy and jealousy because she is still dwelling on the past. Nothing going on. She is stuck. She has to take care of her family. Everything's riding on her. You don't have a green card. You're not a citizen. Get ready for 2024 if Trump does take office, a lot of deportations. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you shot yourself in the foot because I was trying to be mutual and help you out. And at the same time, if we do go to court, I will let the people know that I cannot have my son around your family because you have my son as your brother's godfather, who is a fucking predator who molested you.
Yeah.
Who molested you. And you're cool with that?
And that's not okay. And so she thinks that she's just going to take Stephen to court.
That's why she's fucked up in the head.
Yeah, that's
because you got molested by your uncle, by your brother and all that. And you took the frustration and used me as a punching bag. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Let's go move out at the time we were together.
Yeah.
No, you're too comfortable. But you let this shit slide. There was so much evil, negative energy. Yeah. I even saw dark entities around that place.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But I mean, she thinks that you're just going to roll over and be like, okay, yeah. And then that's it. And then you're just going to be sending money to her. Like, no, you're going to fight for your son.
I'm going
to
see my son. I love my son. And there's been a lot of haters and trolls like did some, they're like, oh, we're not going to talk about that. But there are some people that, you know, that still talk to her.
Yeah.
What is Mega Man doing? Trying to get info. Oh, he hasn't seen, he's a deadbeat in this. Do you understand why I don't see my son?
Because of her. Because she's the one pulling the strings and she's not letting you see him.
We almost had to call the cops.
Yeah.
Just to see my son.
Yeah.
She was, even if I talked to her on the phone, did you see how she was talking on the phone?
Oh, yeah.
It was sad.
Yeah.
And I told her, call me when you're calm.
And when you can articulate a thought without screaming.
Yeah.
And she can't handle communication without screaming bloody murder and yelling at you. And it's sad because, again, your son is seeing that, you know, and it's unfortunate that he has that. That stress shouldn't be around him. And hopefully it won't be for long, because when we do go to children's court, you're going to ask for 100% custody and we're going to fight to get him back. She wants a war. She just started one.
It's you're seeing, I'm telling you, this is one of the reasons why I haven't been doing podcasts.
Yeah,
because I've been taking care of my responsibilities.
Yeah,
I got a job. My job fucking loves me. Making money.
Your boss loves you.
I paid off all my debt. I'm getting a new car, place, everything. I'm setting up savings for my kids. You know, everything we're managing. Yeah. And I know it's hard right now because of the economy and everything, but we're managing. I'm working hard, but at the same time, I'm being a homebody. Mm-hmm. I'm staying home. I'm not going out, because I feel like every time you see there's events, there's always problems.
Yeah. I mean, when he says we're going out, he means we're not going to events. Of course, we're still going out like locally in our neighborhood and whatnot. But
but not like events where we know, because the issues, what happened with Beer Thug Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go there anymore.
Yeah, we tried and
we got banned.
Yeah. I don't even think we got banned. It's more just the drama that was there. I don't want to be there.
Don't want to be there.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm not feeling welcomed by an establishment because they're going to let their employees rule the show, and we're invited by, you know, the comedy team that's promoting it.
Shout out to Eddie West.
Yeah. And
he left there.
Yeah, we love Eddie West. He's great.
And love
his,
that guy.
His comedy.
You're coming on the podcast, Eddie West.
Yeah, his comedy group is great and we have such a good time. But when we went there the last time, and I love using this word that you say, it makes me laugh every time, but that stupid fuck nut that worked there, that ball fuck behind the
Chi-Chi
counter.
Boy. Yeah. Oh, Hop did Simkiss. Yeah. Chi-Chi Boy.
And then that other guy, the gavacho that walked by.
Oh, Greg. Oh, he's from Washington. Hey, Greg, if you're watching this, I hope you're doing okay. I hope you're not beating up your wife like you always say you do. In those times where the COVID times, you were always drunk and you took your frustration on your wife. Remember that? People don't forget.
Yeah. He was an ass, but he walked by and he's like, I'm going to my car and getting a bat. And then I turned and looked at you and I was like, who the fuck is that guy? Because I don't like people talking to me like that. And in a minute, if he comes near my table, I'm going to grab my glass. I'm going to fucking shatter it on the table and I'm going to stick it in his goddamn jugular, because no one makes threats like that to me. And Steven was like, who said that? And I said, that guy. And then, of course, you guys exchanged words. And
I went up in his face, right in his face.
He was scared.
He was like,
he did not expect you to come up to him.
Because I went up to him, Cindy, and I said, oh. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I want to look into your eyes. Oh, there you are. There's that fucking pussy.
Yeah. And you're like, why'd you walk by my lady and tell her you're going to get a bat? I'm right here. What the fuck are you going to do, motherfucker? And the guy, I swear, I thought he shit it in his pants. He was so scared. It was so funny.
Then we know why he got liquid courage, because the person who was sitting next to him was Chi-Chi Boy Hot Kid Simkiss and Edgar's wife.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this very bluntly. Edgar, if you're watching this, you know, your wife is going to kill your business.
Yeah, it just was unfortunate because, I mean, when we would go, we would probably spend close to like $150 because we'd get, you know, a few drinks. We'd go to like the girls that sell the tacos. You know, we'd you know.
Because we know why. Because a lot of people don't know, like, what? It all revolves around Tony A. Because Maria is best friends with that fat bitch, Sandy Pants, with the situation with Tony. That's why. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why she don't like me. The weird thing I don't like is don't leave any like inspiration videos on a group chat thinking I'm going to take the bait. That's what Maria and Edgar did. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like,
that's some bullshit. I mean,
stupid.
You're sitting there trying to poke the bear, and I'm sorry, but we're not playing your little stupid game.
We don't play games with people like that. Dumb. Yeah. And that was it. So I'm like, man, it's like, people just like, dude.
Yeah. I mean,
move on.
We live in LA and we're in Long Beach. There's so many freaking bars.
Edgar,
we don't need to go there.
It's like this, Edgar, if you're watching this, you may not like me. You may like me. You may not like me. But when it comes to your business, you don't say no when it comes to money. You need money to keep that brewery in flow,
to keep it sustainable.
And you just fucked your business by with your drama, with your incidents that happen, and try to say, this is all your fault, Megan, man. No, it isn't. Yeah. This is your fault because, yeah. Oh, they're still holding on to the past. Then it shows me how much they have grown as people.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. Because I mean, sad. Obviously he's matured, he's moved on. Why would we have even gone there? And, you know, and it sucks because it's
no,
like,
no, you know what really sucks? Shouts to Alfredo. Rest in peace.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that what really sucks is that, you know, you guys had the space open for Alfredo when he passed, for his wife to be there and to, you know.
What is he doing here?
To highlight her
husband.
I'm
not here for you motherfuckers. Yeah. I'm here for my homie Alfredo.
Yeah. And he went there to pay his respects and to say a few words and, you know, to be there for his memorial. But, you know, Alfredo's dying wish was that you guys would squash it.
Yes.
And, and you were hopeful for
and
that.
And who fucking killed that? Maria, his wife. Yeah.
And you were hopeful for that. Yeah. And even when we went there.
I was professional.
Edgar invited you upstairs and he was asking if you wanted to.
Never invite Megan Man upstairs when I'm high as fuck.
Yeah, I was drunk and high. Like we
I'm
were
having
there
a good time.
Having a great time.
I don't
time.
Want to talk about business, whatever. Yeah. I want to just have a good time.
He wanted to discuss business invest. With you and invest in the business, blah, blah, blah. But I was kind of like, wait a minute, like. My guy is like drunk off of his ass right now. Like
I'm having a good
he's
time.
He's in no position to discuss financial.
I don't care about all that stuff.
And even if you did, you weren't in the position to discuss it. And I was just like, who comes at you like that? Like, come on.
Come on.
So, you know, needless to say.
And the weird thing about it, when I said like, okay, whatever, they unfollowed me.
Yeah.
So we already know who was involved. And the weird thing about it is I don't know, an investor who was part owner. Mm-hmm. I think his name is Courtney. He reposted my, it's like, hey, thank you. Much love. So I do.
Yeah.
And, but for some kind of reason, we just don't go there no more.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't go there. I have no ill will. It's just that he just needs to get better people working for him. You can't.
Well, I just think that it's awkward that you cannot have the staff running it.
You cannot
making
have
the decisions.
You cannot have friends that you're close to work for you because it's going to cause conflicts, drama. Oh, you know, and I don't want to be around all that stuff because I know those people for who they are. Yeah. I know them. I seen them. I seen how they conduct themselves. I see that they're weasels, flippers. I'm telling you, Cindy, I see a lot of people now. I'm glad I don't fuck with them because I see everyone's skeletons are coming out.
Yeah.
Everything's
coming
out.
And bottom line, we have the final say because we're the ones with the money to go to those places. So we just won't go there anymore. We'll go to Trademarks or we'll go to Ambitious Ales and all the other wonderful bars, 10 miles that we like to go to.
We go to places where we know we love their food and they know us and we have a heart.
Yeah.
We don't go to places like,
and then the new bar that we just checked out in downtown Long Beach, that was so much fun. Alter Society. Love that bar.
Oh,
so nice. The best pizza ever, guys. Yeah, so good.
If you had to pick one, Alter Society's pizza or Pizza Times 2?
Pizza Times 2.
Okay.
The beer. Oh, I thought you were going to say 10 Mile or Alter Society.
Ooh, good
I was going to say 10 Mile, hands down.
hands down.
10 Mile with their honey on top of their pepperoni pizza and their root beer beer, their root beer, and then their beer.
Their beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
But the s'mores beer.
Oh, that one. Oh,
the so s'mores was so delicious.
So delicious.
The one thing I like about Ultra Societies, you got to find parking, of course.
Yeah.
Customer service.
Oh, they, yeah, hands down. Their customer service, they know their product. I mean, they sell their product. They're like, they give you little, like, what do they call that when you say, I want to splash?
Yeah, I want to splash. Like, you know?
They let you taste it.
And the so owners, great. And the owners fucking love me. Hey, yeah, Mega Man, really thank cool. you, man, for showing love.
Yeah.
And that's one thing.
The respect is there.
Respect
and you,
is there.
And you feel that, you know, that warmth, that hospitality when you're there. And that's what you want to feel when you go to a bar. You want to, like, have a drink, enjoy, have a snack, chill, shoot the shit with people.
You know what I was going to tell you, you know, talking about this, you know, doing less podcasts mm-hmm. and seeing the world.
Yeah.
Seeing this, your community, being there, you got to show your face.
Totally.
And when I do go to these places, we're having discussions right now about them.
Yeah.
And that's why it's hard for podcasters to keep it original, because we know these people.
Yeah.
We show love because we believe in them.
Oh, totally. I mean, the thing is that we're for repeat customers. It's not like we just try it once and that's it. Like,
no,
if we like you, we go back. We spend more money there. We go and hang out, and then we tell our friends, go try this place, go check it out. Or we'll meet up with our friends there and say, hey, meet us over here, and then we'll have dinner. And so it's like, the thing is it's definitely word of mouth. It's definitely that we are promoting their restaurant, their business, their liquor store, you know, you name it, there we are. And the ones that see us do that, they're grateful and they're loyal to us. And they're always like, you know, hey, try this, try that. And I love that. You know, I like to feel that I'm helping their business, but I'm also going out and having a good time.
It's all about having a good time. You know, when we do social media, we don't do it for clout.
Mm-mm.
Oh, just 'cause we're having why fun. Is he in that picture? Like, because we believe in them.
Yeah.
We're there. We talk about them because we're going to be doing some episodes. Talk about some good stuff.
Totally.
Conspiracies. We're going to talk about like Charboro's episodes, who makes the best burritos. We the have a lot of
crunchy tacos.
Yes. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about mental health. We have a lot of things, and finding a balance, mm-hmm. you know, the people that we have on.
Yeah.
Let's just say we have a major person coming on this year.
Oh my God. Last night, the person who DM'd you, I was like screaming in the car.
Because I told him this. So I want you on my podcast this year. And he's like,
let's do it. Yeah.
And I was, you ready for this? Conejo, I want you on the Lombie Social Experiment exactly. podcast.
It was so cool going to his concert and seeing him sing.
It's all about following the people.
Yeah.
And a lot of people got mad, like, because, you know, I've been MIA, but I've been laying low because I'm not going to brag about certain things I'm going to be bringing. But when I started unfollowing people, I'm following the right people because I have relationships with them.
Mm-hmm.
I DM'd Sonia
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, you haven't been forgotten. Burpee King, you haven't been forgotten. I'm going to get him on. I want to get Burpee King on, and I want to do another episode with Burpee King and High Power Fitness.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool. Work.
And I have...
We got to get videos so we can build them. That way we can see them work out.
Yeah. Oh.
It's so cool. We'll do like a little contest.
I'll probably do four and that's it. And also, we got to get Jose Torres.
Totally.
Aslan Remedy.
Yeah.
Herbal Remedy.
Yeah.
There. I mean, like I said, I just... Right now...
Our schedule has just been so crazy, guys, between his schedule, my schedule, the kids' schedule. It's been a lot, but we're doing it and we're still having fun. It's just going to be a balance of it.
It's going to be a balance, you know, and it's just something where it's like when I start, because there was, I don't know if I should say this, I was this close from quitting the podcast, and shout out to the homie, Big Brother Jake from Big Brother Jake's podcast. That guy has some heavy hitters.
Yeah, he does.
I'm talking about Stephen A. Smith. I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes. He had heavy hitters. And he's up there in the podcast game.
Yeah, he is.
And we had conversations on the phone. He's like, you ain't quitting the fucking podcast. No. You're very talented. Just stay away from all that negativity, drama.
Yeah, all that drama.
Everything, and you're good.
Yeah.
You're
that's
good.
That's what it is. I mean, look it. When there's a car crash being filmed on KTLA, of course, what do? We turn on Channel 5 and we watch it. So, of course, you're like naturally drawn to it. But all that does is just give you toxicity in the head. Mm-hmm. You see all that drama, podcast drama, it's just bullshit and you don't need to entertain it. You just need to walk away from it.
I kind of see the podcast, Latino podcast drama is more like a lot of those platforms, they're not going to make it. I give them maybe another 3 to 4 more years and they're done.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, you can't be talking about the same shit, same drama. It's a regurgitation. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I learned from Adam Curry, the godfather of podcasts. This is one of the reasons why I started a podcast, to bring everyone together, to communicate, to understand, not talk shit and distance ourselves where it's like, what the fuck?
It's supposed to bring people together. I mean, correct. When you're driving on that's the freeway to your work and you're bored and you don't want to listen to the radio, listen to a podcast. Like, that's what I do. I listen to different people's podcasts as I'm driving back and forth to work, because then it's like I'm learning something along the way and something different that I, you know, probably wasn't privy to before. So if you're looking to expand your mind, that's how you do it.
And that's where something where I learn when I look back on the Mega Man's podcast in Long Beach, what am I giving to the people? Drama, reality, keeping it 100? Is it going to be informative? But it's going to be like, oh, I didn't know about this. But at the same time, I'm letting people know, be careful out there.
Yeah.
You know, be careful. And that's why I seen people. I'm not trying to put people's business out there, but that's not my problem. That's on them. They put their business out there. And I'm just sitting back looking like, wow.
Eating our popcorn.
Like, and you know, and having that conversation with a commitment soldier. Mm-hmm. Boy,
yeah, we learned a lot.
Called it.
Oh, you did call it. There's a lot of things a long time ago.
Isn't that weird? When I tell you, watch, I guarantee.
Oh yeah, you told me that 3 months ago. You said, okay, I guarantee this, and this is gonna happen. Pay attention and watch. 3 months later, it's like SpongeBob. 3 months later, then all of a sudden, boom, it happened, and I'm like, oh my god! And then of course, that person was like, yo, Mega Man, you were right, blah, blah, blah. I stand mm-hmm. corrected, da, 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 because you warned him. You warned him. And he was like, you were right. That guy turned out to be a fucknut.
There's a lot of fucknuts in the world. There's a lot of betas.
There's a lot of betas. Hey,
but yeah, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to ask you, you know, lately I've been watching a lot of Jesse Lee Peterson's videos.
Yeah.
You know, when he was talking, man, he could get, you know what? He's like, I'm kind of like a slow black person, but he pretends to be.
He pretends to be, but then what he does is what he's speaking on is facts. And then you can't say, oh, he's being racist, because he's African American. So it's like, wait a minute. He's speaking from his point of view and his perspective. And then what he says, some of it's true. And you're like, dang. But it's like the things you probably shouldn't say, but he says it.
When he went hard on Black Lives Matter, do you know Black Lives Matter was founded by 3 black lesbians and they're fat and they're black?
That was so crude. But he just called it like he sees it. It was bad.
It was like, and he says, like, she's like, he had a gay person. I'm like, how do you turn gay? Who taught you that? I don't get it. Like, are you just born with it? Yeah, but, and he said it because he's like, so who's the wife? Well, I'm a male. No. If you're married and you're gay, who's the top and who's the bottom?
Yeah, what he probably meant to say was, who's the male in the relationship, who's the female in the relationship. But it was just, it was a little off-putting because it's like, look, I personally believe if that's what you want, then that's what you want. And I don't try to tell people how to live their lives. But this guy was just going at him hard. Because he's like, who's the top and who's the bottom? And I was like, whoa.
And he goes hard. It's like, how come you don't like white people? You know? And he was going hard on his own people. Like, why are you black people? You're always entitled. You know? Why is this? Why is that? Why always feel like, oh, why here? Why the white person? It's like, no, it's you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he was on Dr. Phil. Whoa.
I need to see that.
He was on Dr. Phil and he says white people need to have more babies because white women are having interracial relationships. Mm-hmm. So that means little by little, the extinct of the black people are going to be like, what the fuck?
They're going to be bred out is what he's saying.
Yeah. And at the same time, white people, he said, they build America. what have we done? All we do is destroy.
Wow.
He was talking about blacks, Latinos, and all that. It's like, kind of makes sense, because look at, if you
would understand, I would disagree with Latinos, because I don't think that we destroy. I don't.
Well, he was talking about, like, when America was made, it was like, let's say, for example, let's just say,
grandfather was Latino.
Let's say someone built condominiums or nice houses and everything, and it's all nice. But when you start bringing minorities, they don't know how to take care of their toys, and he fucked the whole place up. People don't know how to take care of things.
I think that he's painting it with a very broad stroke, and I don't think that's valid to say as a whole community of people, or a whole ethnicity of people, because I know my grandfather came from Mexico. He came here and he helped build the Golden Gate Bridge. So he did build something. And my family, the Aguilars, were one of the first families that crossed the Golden State Bridge. So I won't say that that's true. I won't agree with that statement. Mm-hmm. Does that happen? Do people live in, let's say, you know, condominiums or apartments, and they're dirty? Yes, they are, but that's just them as a people.
He was saying that when the civil rights happened, it fucked everything up. The nuclear family was done. Single parent households. When you had before the civil rights, you know, there was a lot of jobs for Hispanics and Black people that no one talks about, and there was two people in the house.
Yeah.
Now after the civil rights, everything goes downhill.
I mean, I don't know. My mother and my father always worked because they had a business, so I always saw my mother work and my dad work, and they ran a business. So I didn't have like my mom at home making dinner. I mean, we, as my brothers and sisters, we had to put on dinner, and then my parents would come home. So I don't see that. I saw my white friends have their moms that were stay-at-home moms, and then I would go after school and play at their house and do my homework with, or my other, you know, best friends that were twins, that one of the twins is my daughter's godmother. Their mom was a stay-at-home mom because her husband was a doctor here in East LA. So she was like a second mom to me. But my mom always worked. And yeah. I never came home to like my mom just kicking it.
Yeah. And that's the thing, people, if you're hearing this episode, you know, when I talk about, you know, look him up on YouTube, Jesse Lee Peterson. And, you know, he says some wild stuff, but if you really, really think about it.
I mean, some of the stuff he says makes sense.
But we can't say it on air because we'll be crucified. Yeah. We'll be canceled. We'll be like, that's fucked up. Yeah. But true.
He says it. It's his opinion, not ours. It's his. But when you watch it, I think that he can be very general, and he can be very like isolating to one culture versus looking at the bigger picture. Because he's, in my opinion, he's just being kind of nitpicky and looking at the culture and being very like, let me dissect it. But I don't think everyone is like that. So I don't agree with everything that he says.
And that's one of the things, when you have an open mind, I want to be different from everyone else. Everyone has their platforms, but you're still stuck on the regurgitation. I want to think outside the box. I want to see what's out there and learn and have a perspective. Mm-hmm. And that's why when you see me every day, what do? I look up stuff. I research.
You're researching stuff and looking at it and seeing what else should you speak on, and what's, you know, what's trending or what's informative, you know, and then what's going on in the news and the media.
Yeah. Even with the whole Sean Puffy comb.
Oh my gosh. That is insane. The whole Meek Mill and Sean Puffy combs is just bad.
You saw that video. That was an actual real audio video of Sean Puffy comb fucking Meek Mills.
It's icky. And then the other day when he went to hug me and he made that noise, I was like, get off me. Yeah, it was really bad.
I remember when we did the video, he's like, we should do some role play. He's like, I'll be P. Diddy and you be Meek Mills. I'm gonna get fucked. And I'm like,
you guys, we were so wasted. We were off, okay? So we were drinking. And they were smoking, and then we took an edible. And I'm sorry for my behavior, but it was funny.
It was goofy, and you had your nose strip on.
I did. I had my nose strip because I snore at night, and Steven's going to kill me if I snore in his ear and keep him up.
people, when she works hard and we work hard, she had to get those nose strip because, man.
He's like, I can't fucking sleep, and I got to wake up in a couple hours. And I'm looking at him like,
her snore is like fucking little Nicky. I'm like, like, dude, shut the fuck up.
He's like, shut the fuck up. Daughter, go home. And I'm like, I am home. Get this shit up. And I'm like, leave me alone. I'm tired. I just finished working like 8 hours and I was like working hard.
Yeah, but yeah, we're going to talk about that later in a bit. But with that whole Sean Puffy comb,
that was bad.
It's all coming out.
Yeah, it
is. Everything, all the, you know, this is what I think he's an informant for the elites. So a lot of people think there's a connection with Epstein's Island,
mm-hmm.
has all the videos. Even the Prince Charles was at the P. Diddy's, and they have buses that brings all these crazy people. P. Diddy brought a bus of male escorts, fucking women.
Ew.
And men.
Ew.
There's audios, there's videos and everything.
I don't want to hear
and
that.
And people, if the reason why P. Diddy's house got raided is that the elites were there to raid it to, you know, to take any evidence that was going to be evolved around Israel.
Wow. It's just bad.
It's Israel. The Mossad, Israel, the elite. This is like, when we talked about, Israel owns everything. The human trafficking, the Epstein, Disney, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They used him as a guinea pig, or hey, you know, P. Diddy's expendable. Give him. Oh, they're gonna come after you, Israel. Okay, give him this person. They're throwing people under the bus.
Yeah.
And also, like, P. Diddy.
There was that video that he was talking to a young Justin Bieber, and then he's asking him, "Are you wired up?"
Yes.
And he's checking him. That. Yes. And he. And I'm sorry, but Justin Bieber looks like he's under 18 in that video. It's disgusting.
And also, it gets worse because Sean Puffy's son, there's some shit going on in the music industry as well.
I'm sure it is.
It's a lot of stuff, like, but he's always been like that.
You haven't heard J-Lo speak nothing on this.
There's only one person left because a lot of people are assuming that Puff Daddy killed Michael Jackson, which is, we'll talk about that later. Well, of course, Notorious. But a lot of the people from Uptown's Records, there's only one person left from Uptown Records who hasn't been killed by Puff Daddy, and that's Albie Shore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of that girl, Jaguar, she was talking about it, and we're like, what the fuck? But people have been talking about it, this whole Sean Puffy thing. He's been like a little fruitcake, you know, been like that for years. Even that... there's a video of Arsenio Hall. No, Kiefer and Ivy Wayne.
Oh, okay.
He was on a show, Kiefer and Ivy Wayne's show, and Sean Puffy and Mike Tyson was there, and he was trying to touch Mike Tyson. It's like, what the fuck you doing, dude? Like, I don't play that shit. Like, it's all coming out.
Dang.
So wait,
Puffy was trying to rub on Mike Tyson?
He was trying to hook up with, you know, trying to get a little, see.
I don't think Mike Tyson bends that way. I could see Mike Tyson beating someone's ass for that.
But who knows of what type of audios and videos that, we know, when the elites raided it.
What they found.
But they found a lot of evidence. And I'm telling you, that's all. And they let Puffy go. He's riding a bike like nothing. So I think they only raided his house to confiscate anything that evolves around the Mossad in Israel and Epstein's Island. That was it.
That's crazy.
And it's human trafficking everywhere now these days.
Yeah, it's really bad. The other day I was driving on the freeway going to work and I saw on the back of the big rig and it said like something to the effect, it was a bumper sticker, but it said truckers to protect for human trafficking. And I thought to myself, wow, it's that bad that truckers are putting stickers on the back of their car stating that they are looking out for kids to protect them.
Did you see like some of the videos I posted? And Instagram always takes it down, but they showed in the truckers that there's people, I don't know how they are. They're trying to bang and it's all steel. They're trying to bang and put their fingers like help or whatever mm-hmm. to get out. Or some of them died. But the crazy one no one talks about, in the 90s, there was a trucker driving and something happened. The truck door opened and it was all nothing but babies' bodies being from people, you know, women having abortions. And they were sending that truck down to the elites for adrenochrome to use your blood to stay young.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So any of the Planned Parenthoods or anything of those kids who are aborted, what do we do with them? They send them to the elites to use their bodies as adrenochrones for the reptilians.
That's disgusting.
I get scared like that with human trafficking that you don't know.
You're going to give me nightmares tonight.
It's crazy because now look what's going on. And this is one of the reasons why you're seeing all this drama unfold. Oprah's leaving. Mark Zuckerberg, you know, Tom Hanks left. Everyone's leaving because if Trump does take office, bro, it's going to change everything around. And everything evolves around Israel. And if we're in debt for $36 trillion, Israel made us in debt. And that's the only way to get out of that debt is to part ways with Ukraine and Israel. Mm-hmm. Israel has us by the balls because they're very sneaky. And that's why they pay the presidents, the politicians.
They pay them off.
Yeah. Pay them off because if you don't do this, we're going to put this video of you cheating your wife. And let's say this guy's like, oh, I love my wife, but here's videos of you hooking up with men. Blackmail. That's how they do. And you can look that up on Ryan Dawson's page on Rumble, everyone. And people are going to be like, oh, Mega Man, you're anti-Semitic. No, I'm just seeing the facts. That's how it is. They're involved in 9/11, okay? They're involved in a lot of things. And I'm seeing it, but no one wants to talk about it because you will be crucified.
Yeah.
What can we do with human trafficking if it all evolves around Israel and no one talks about that? You can't.
Yeah.
What do you think in a way when I talk about it? Like what happened at American Cholo's podcast?
Yeah.
They're
going to silence you.
They're going to silence me and they're
going to edit it. Yeah.
Yeah. Edit it and all that. Even the Masons. Mm. Masons, Illuminatis and all. But that's one thing about, you know, Billy Carson, you know, like he speaks on a lot of things, but, this is something, you know, we're just living in crazy times, Cindy. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to be very tight knit with our family. We got to look out for each other because we don't know what's going to happen. And I don't know if you guys are feeling okay because the
solar eclipse that happened today,
it drained our energies. We got fucked up and the animals and you seen the videos of the animals?
No, I was at work. Freaky, I just felt crazy. Nauseous. I felt nauseous, and so did one of the other coworkers of mine, because I told her, I said, the eclipse is happening. You could see that the light went from like bright to like a grayish color, and I just felt so queasy.
It sucked the energy out. A lot of people, and people were deeming like, hey, do you know this thing is like something's going on? And they were doing experiments, you know, putting rockets to break the firmament. What are you doing? Or, hey, you know what? Oh, the eclipse? Let's try the device CERN and see if we can open a portal. What the fuck is your problem? You're opening up portals and you don't know what's coming in and out? You're seeing all this weird stuff and people say, oh, that's fake. It's CERN. They're opening up all this crazy stuff. The weather's changing. Did you know what's going on with, like, you heard about the solar eclipse? There's going to be a lot of earthquakes. Mm-hmm. Come on. We all know earthquakes. They have man-made earthquakes from devices they have in Antarctica that, you know, they could fuck shit up in China over here. And you look at the map. You see all the fault lines of all the world. Bro, you could see a big tsunami coming our way of a fault line right there. It's hitting right to Los Angeles. Sometimes I really don't want to be in California anymore. I really don't.
I love LA.
I love LA, but I love LA, but at the same time, it's just every day, Cindy, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Everything's going up. People are living check by check. There was a guy who, a couple committed suicide and killed all their five kids because they got laid off from their hospital.
That's ridiculous.
And people are working four or five jobs. Where do you make the time to go to sleep and how are you going to manage? Because we're working
too
much.
If you could live anywhere in the United States, where would you go?
I don't even know where you're going to go because everything's being bought up by BlackRock. and nothing's safe, you know? And I just kind of feel like where can't you have to get out of the United States.
So but, where would you go outside of the United States if you could go?
I don't know. I see a lot of these countries now are turning to the New World Order. A lot of people are moving to Mexico for some kind of reason. Mm-hmm. Because like, hey.
Things are cheaper there.
Cheaper there. But at the same time, I know there's cartels and all, but a lot of people are moving to El Salvador.
I don't know anybody in El Salvador.
There's a lot of people are just moving. So you're seeing a lot of countries are coming to the United States or mm-hmm. coming to, you're seeing people move. I'll give you an example. People in Japan are leaving Japan to move to the United States because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
But now you have a problem. You have a lot of single women out there who don't have kids. Mm-hmm. And even in China, there's a lot of women out there and, you know, and even in Russia, but there's no men.
True.
So I don't know what's going on, but I feel like
your mail order bride is coming here.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to worry about that because I have you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but what I mean in general, like if there's a lot of Russian women, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of women coming here that are going to want to get married or want to settle down with someone and stuff. So you're going to see an influx of Japanese women and probably Russian women.
And you see a lot of women move over here to be with these guys because you heard what happened today or is it yesterday with Fresh and Fit?
Oh my God. That was mind blowing.
That was
okay, I've listened to Fresh and Fit.
You called it Flo.
Yeah. I've listened to Fresh and Fit with Steven, but I've listened to Fresh and Fit and Myron and the way that he conducts himself on his platform. And look it. There's times that I like it. And
there's two of them, Myron and I think there's another one, Prince, or CEO of like, yeah.
Yeah. But and I've listened to Myron and Prince is like kind of the board up in the back. He's like the engineer behind the scenes.
No, he's his co-host. They talk about it. But if you're going to preach what you say, own up to it. But when you find stuff out like this motherfucker got four girls pregnant.
You know what he seems to me? And I'm just going to say this because I don't know them very well. I like Myron. I like his points and I like how he debates with.
Flo doesn't. I know Flo. I know you don't fucking like Fresh and Fit.
Hold on, Flo. This is what I want to say. I like Myron in the sense that he has his podcast and he conducts it and it's his show and he kind of runs it. Okay. He runs it the way he wants to. And he has these various women that are, I'm sorry, but they're kind of like dingbats. They're not very bright and intelligent, but they're kind of like, and then they come on the stage and on their show and then they discuss it. And it seems like he wants to really promote his alpha male, I'm the man and blah, blah, blah. And then he has these girls that are kind of dingbats that really can't really speak on any subject very well. And then they're just kind of like, you know, I'm pretty and I'm blonde and I'm this and I'm that, but there's really no substance. It's like all jelly and no toast. But my point of that is the guy, Prince is his name.
I think I want to say Prince, but I have to look because they're getting demonetized. If you go to Fresh and Fit podcast, mm-hmm. Myron, he took his page off and the other one, because of all this shit, he got some girl pregnant and there is a leaked audio and she's like, I'm pregnant. Say, hey, well, can you take the pill? It says, well, in my country, we don't give abortions. We keep the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this particular host, just from what
video. Wait, can we see?
It's right there. Just from what I gather, the guy that's Myron's co-host, whatever his name is, Prince, you know, the guy, he's African-American dark skinned guy. He just seems to me like the type of guy in high school that didn't get laid, that didn't have swag, that didn't have girls calling him or wanting to go to dance or, you know, whatever. He just seems kind of like the nerdy guy. Now, fast forward to who he is now, because he has his Fresh and Fit podcast. There's a little bit more notoriety to him. Now it's like he finally got his first glimpse of, I'm a guy, I'm a guy's guy, and these women want me. So now because of who he is, this is just my humble opinion, but it seems like now because he thinks he is someone that now he's like taking advantage of that. And then he's like, you know, hooking up with all these women and probably banging them and then getting them pregnant. Because he has
unprotected sex.
Yeah, because he has no intention in raising a family. This isn't a guy that wants to be a family man and wants to have a family and wants to have kids. This guy just wants to get laid. Because he's using his Fresh and Fit, like, oh, do you know who I am? I'm the guy from Fresh and Fit.
But they were doing a live and they were saying like, yeah, we got this mantle and all that. But at the same time, your boy got hooked up and got four or five girls pregnant.
Yeah. French Press CEO. That's his name. But I mean, that's the thing is you stand on this platform saying to be an alpha male, to be a boss, to be smart, to invest good, to all these bullet points that you have on your platform of who the quintessential man is. But then you turn around and you, excuse me, but you put these women in these situations that you yourself are not prepared to be a father, to even just give them money to raise these kids that you have impregnated. I mean, he just seems like a loser because he basically tells the girl, well, you're going to go get an abortion, right? Like there's no discussion of anything. It's just kind of like him wanting to wash his hands from his mistake. It's like, boy, if you know, we're just planning on fucking her and leaving her, why didn't you just either A, get her on the pill or get her an IUD or put a fucking hat on it? Like, or use spermicide and jelly. Like, why did you impregnate her if you had no intentions in fathering the child?
When that came out, I was done. You got to be careful with these platforms because, man, it's like people's business out there, like people getting exposed, but
it's low.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it's low.
So we're almost at that time. Do you have any last words or any shout outs?
No, I mean,
I think we covered
everything that we wanted to cover. Yeah.
And you know what? I'll be honest with you, Cindy. This was like a free-for-all. It was just like, hey, I haven't done podcasts in a minute, but we're going to have some more episodes coming. Yeah. You know, we're going to make the time. We got some good people lined up. We just got to schedule the dates. We have
some great people coming up. I'm really excited for that.
Ellie in a minute.
Canejo.
Bozo. Part two.
Frank from Commitment Soldier. I mean, yeah. From Fools Gone Wild. Mm-hmm. You're going to get
Driscoll Kid.
Yeah.
Big Brother Jake.
Yeah, Big Brother Jake.
We got some people.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about, like, it's not about bringing the heavy hitters. It's just bringing people that you already have relationships
and
with.
And that are interesting that you can learn a thing or two from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, good things to come.
You got
to
get Miraj on so he can talk about his music.
I'm gonna steal that dog.
There you go. We're going to steal that dog. Miraj got the cutest dog. What kind of dog is it again? Chocolate Lab. He's a little puppy.
And his name's Chewbacca.
Yeah, and he gives the best baloney kisses.
I already know you're going to tell me in the car, can I go get a dog?
I know. I need a baby.
We'll see what's up. We'll see what's up. Yeah. But other than that, Cindy, any last words for me? I just hope you like this episode. And just shout outs to everyone's listening to this episode. And shout outs to my kids, Gavin, Alex, Miliano. I love you so much. I'm going to see you soon, Papa. My daughter, Luna, I'm going to see you soon.
I love you too, Maggie.
Maggie too. I'm going to meet you one day.
Yeah.
And just follow the Long Beach Social Experiment podcast. Follow my homie, Miraj. Shouts to East of the River Studios, Viva. I got to do maybe a part three with him. And I think that's about it.
Yeah. Shout out to Lupe's Tacos.
Yes.
Go hit up our boy. John over there, and
oh, he gave us gift cards. We're gonna do something.
Yeah, I'm gonna post something up on my page, and we'll do something for yours as well. Mm-hmm. But we have some exciting gift cards that he blessed us with for our followers. So thank
Delicious.
You.
Delicious.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, really good food.
And also we're gonna have some people to do some beer talks. We're gonna have some craft beer people getting drunk, and this time we're gonna be good.
And we're not gonna do mushrooms with
it. No, we're gonna try different types of beers. But other than that, guys, hope you like this episode. Until next time, we're out.